Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa, and this alongside with me, I have
Dark Pokey Will.
Today, we're going to be talking movies. First of all, we're going to be talking about Goosebumps 2, which is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital, based off the best-selling book series by R.L. Stein. Sony Pictures Home Entertainment unleashes Goosebumps 2 Haunted Halloween for home entertainment. Slappy, the devious ventriloquist dummy, returns to run amok in this second installment of the family-friendly franchise. The cast includes Wendy McLennan Covey, Madison Iceman, Jeremy Ray Taylor, Kaylee Harris, Chris Parnell, and Ken Jeong. Did you like the movie Dark Pokewell?
Yes.
So what you like about it, Dark Pokewell?
That Slappy is trying to act nice to find a family, but in the end, he's actually evil.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I liked Slappy as the main villain this time. I mean, did he come out in the first one? He did, right?
He was the main villain. He unleashed all the monsters.
In the first one. So it didn't make sense to me that he'd be a second. He'd be the main villain of the second one. I thought a lot more of the other characters would come out in the second part. Just so it wouldn't be like a repetitiveness from the first one.
But it's Slappy coming to get revenge again and trying to find a new family.
So it'd be Slappy part 4 or 5 in the book series?
So there's Night of the Living Dummy 1, Night of the Living Dummy 2, Night of the Living Dummy 3. It stops Goosebumps 1 and then Goosebumps 2. So yes, the fifth part.
Yeah, it's been an interesting thing because I haven't read Goosebumps since I was like in fifth grade. And you started reading all the Goosebumps, too, and you're in fourth grade, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's been more natural for you seeing this movie come to life because you've discovered more of the characters since you're fresh to the series. So how did you like it compared to the books?
More Slappy.
You like more Slappy? Slappy is one of the funner characters. Is there any other character that you saw in this movie that are in the books?
The lawn gnomes.
The lawn gnomes are fun. And I know a lot of people who are scared of lawn gnomes. Are you scared of lawn gnomes?
No.
Are you sure? I've never seen you get close to a lawn gnome.
There are no lawn gnomes in Southern California.
I'm sure there are, but there's none anywhere close to us. What did you think about not having R.L. Stein come out that much? Or Jack Black, who plays R.L. Stein?
The movie seemed a little better and a little not.
I think he was one of the things that made the first part a little bit funner for kids. Because he's a wacky character. He doesn't look much like the actual R.L. Stein. But he brings this kind of like fun character to the movie. He's not serious. He's kind of wacky. Did you not like him in the first part?
In the first part, he was okay.
Did you think that there would be more grown-up characters? Because there's only one or two other grown-up characters, and then there's a bunch of kids. Or did you just have fun watching the kids get terrorized during Halloween by Slappy and the rest of the demonic... Well, not demonic. The rest of the Halloween decorations that came to life.
That was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, there's not many other returning characters from the first movie, which makes it not as repetitive, other than the fact that Slappy is the villain again.
And the Abominable Snowman.
Abominable Snowman.
terrorizes again.
Yes. But those characters are huge, and there's not much focus on the Abominable Snowman, even though he does pop out once in the entire movie. Maybe twice?
He probably pops up a lot more, but nobody pays attention because it's in the background.
Yeah, Slappy is the main focus, and he gets all these weird superpowers where he can control people and other monsters. I didn't expect that. Did you like the fact that Slappy got more power?
The problem with that was it wasn't in the original books. It was created for that movie. But it still brought more action and excitement to the movie now that Slappy got new powers.
Yeah, Slappy, there's a lot that happens with Slappy, and he has a nice little twist to the ending, which we're not going to give away because we're not going to have any spoilers. But would you think it'd be a good idea to have a Goosebumps Part 3?
Goosebumps Part 3, Haunted Christmas, the Christmas sequel.
Yeah, because after you completely skipped over Thanksgiving and went right to Halloween and to Christmas. So yeah, that's basically what I thought of it. I mean, it's fun. It's a nice family film. It's not scary, so kids of all ages can watch it. It still has a little bit of the suspense part. There's a lot of comedy from Slappy. I think from the books and the TV show from the 90s, Slappy was a fan favorite. So I'm happy that he's gotten focus in the movies, even though maybe they need a new villain in the next one, if there's a next one. Which I think there should be a next one, because there's not many horror movies for the family.
In the crew, if you pay attention to the background, you've noticed that it's a ton of kids running around with all the ghosts and monsters. But if you take a close look, it's actually more than you would think. The costume designer designed every one of the costumes there.
And he, if I remember correctly from watching the bonus features, he tried to create from stuff that you would actually find in your local store during Halloween. So you have like Day of the Dead dolls and the mummy figures that are coming to life.
The masks,
which is a little bit because in the show there was a couple of episodes with masks that took over people's faces, right?
Yeah, so the mask was put on people that had a ton of regrets and wanted a new personality. And in the TV show, somebody wanted to get revenge on somebody that kept teasing them and scaring them and playing pranks on them during Halloween. So they went and they bought a mask, but the mask ended up taking them over. Each time trying to take them off, it got harder and harder until it was her actual face.
Yeah, and for people who haven't seen the TV show or who were not born in time to see it during the 90s, you could watch it on Netflix. It's not every single episode, but it's most of the better episodes in the series. I don't think you get to see Night of the Living Dummy Part 1, but Part 2 and 3 are on there.
Yes.
Which one else did you see?
The Bride of the Living Dummy.
Bride of the Living Dummy was cool. So yeah, you could see some of the Netflix stuff for the Goosebumps series. Goosebumps 2 is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. It's not one of the stories from the book, because as it was said in one of the special features, the books are short, and therefore movies would be either extremely slow or they'd be very short. So don't expect it to be a retelling of a story, but there are some of the characters on there that make appearances. The bonus features include a gag reel, which is really funny. There's some really unexpected things that happen on set. There's 3 deleted scenes, which I don't know if it adds to the movie, but they're definitely there. There's 5 featurettes. There's Slappy's audition, which is a little comical. And once you see the featurette, you get to appreciate it a little bit more, because you understand how Slappy is actually a practical effect. He's a dummy that it takes 4 people being synchronized in order to create the effect of the dummy talking
and moving. And sometimes they can't even see anything. They just have to stand there. They have to just stand there looking nowhere, because they can't even see the dummy.
There's a lot of goodies for the kids to watch. They're not all just, you know, boring how we made this movie type thing. They're very fun. They're creative. There's a science,
a home science experiment one,
which you could actually do with the kids. I think we're gonna do some with our robotics team at some point. Other than that, I think it's a good buy for your people, especially those who have families. I would recommend it. Would you recommend it, Dark Pokéworld?
Yes.
Other than that, we also saw the Super Blood Moon. Do you know what a super moon is, Dark Pokéworld?
It's when the moon appears bigger than normal.
Why does it appear bigger than normal?
Because it's the full moon.
Not only is it a full moon, but I think it's the closest it is during the orbit of the moon. So it's closer to the Earth, making it seem, I believe, that it's 14% larger than the regular moon. What is a blood moon, Willie? Dark Pokéball?
When the moon seems red, it has a reddish tint.
Do you remember why it has a reddish tint?
Because the Earth is between the moon and the sun.
That's part of it. The moon is between the Earth is between the moon and the sun, and the atmosphere takes away all the blue light that comes reflected from the moon and gives it a red tint. For those of you who follow me on Instagram at Dysfunctional, you guys got to read a little of why it's a super moon, why it's a blood moon, and why it's a wolf moon. Do you remember why it's a wolf moon?
It's a wolf moon because that's what a full moon is called in January by farmers. That's where it was started.
By the old farmer's almanac. It's a term for a full moon in January. So put all three together, it's a super blood wolf moon
Eclipse.
eclipse, full eclipse. And for a lot of people, this means a lot of mythological mumbo jumbo that is pretty cool, even though I don't know if it's true or not. Do you remember what kind of myths there are?
That the werewolf becomes a werewolf that night.
That's during every full moon. But what does it mean when for a werewolf when it's a red moon? They're crazier.
No.
It means that they get to do all, they get a little bit more powerful and they act a little bit crazier. I hear it's the same thing for regular people. They get crazy and they cause a lot more trouble. Do you think that's true, Pokeball? Dark Pokeball?
Only if you're crazy to begin with.
Did you get a little crazy yesterday while looking at the Super Blood Moon?
I only got crazy excited because the next one isn't till 2032.
Yes, the next Super Blood Wolf Moon is not till 2032.
No, not even the Super Blood Wolf Moon. Just a regular eclipse. The normal full eclipse.
No, this is the first and only total lunar eclipse of this year, but the next total lunar eclipse will be in May 2021, according to NASA.
And the next solar eclipse would be next year, 2020, in summer.
Yes, so you guys should all be looking out. If you're super nerds like us, then you are looking forward to these eclipse, and you will be out there in the cold for a couple of hours waiting to see this. But anyways, that's it for us. If you want to find out more about home entertainment or entertainment in general, you could look me up at dysfunctional.com, and Dark Poke will helps in creating content for family friendly films and home entertainment releases under Entertainment Mayhem TV, which appears in Dysfunctional Magazine once a month. And other than that, you could catch him on social media.
At Entertainment Mayhem TV on Instagram.
Most of his posts are labeled hashtag Dark Pokewill. His brother, which is a 5-year-old, also ends up helping us post stuff, and he is under the moniker hashtag Dark Poke Noah. You can find me on Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, Twitter at Dysfunctional, and Snapchat at Dysfunctional. No, Snapchat just Dysfunctional. Dysfunktional. And next time for you guys, we'll be reviewing Universal Pictures Home Entertainment with Illumination present Dr. Seuss's The Grinch on digital January 22nd, 2019 on 4K Ultra HD, 3D Blu-ray and DVD February 5th, 2019. It includes 60 minutes of bonus content, which includes three mini movies, two with the Minions, featurettes, how to draw tutorials, and much more. So can't wait to talk to that to you guys about that with my buddy here.
Dark Pokey Will.
So we'll see you guys next time.